Welcome to Mike's Divided. Zach Burhan's with you with Cam Ford. And we want to give a special thanks to Alex Nolan. He's the bassist for Osara, who just provided our new intro music.
Yeah, man. We're going to have that on every podcast now. I think that is awesome. He did a great job. So we will be able to see that. But today we're going to be talking about the NFL draft and all the picks and what teams needed. And we feel that kind of who were the winners and the losers in the draft. Zach, why don't you start us out a little bit here?
So starting with the winners, before we get into who was actually picked, I think the Cardinals were winners.
I think our teams were winners,
I think,
right?
The Broncos and the Bills. Yeah. The Ravens, I think, were winners.
Yeah, I think so.
They're picked.
They didn't really have need
they didn't need it. And along with the Saints, the biggest losers I have are the Texans. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Where,
and which then, they were losers going into it.
Yeah.
And I thought the Bengals were a winner, too.
The Bengals were a winner, but when you have the first pick in almost every round,
it's kind of hard to mess it up, but
hey,
we thought they could.
Also,
you thought they could.
I did. Yeah, I was wrong, but we got a couple things right in that draft.
Yeah.
But get this, Detroit fans, I have the Lions as winners. They knew they needed a cornerback.
Yeah.
I talked to a couple cornerbacks. I talked to a couple Lions fans, and they none of them thought Okuda was going to go to the Lions.
Yeah.
And that means they didn't listen to our podcast.
That's right.
That was one of our seven picks.
Absolutely.
That was right.
I know. I agree. And I think that they did a good job with that. And I think we had a lot of interesting picks, too. And we'll talk about that as far as, like, the Packers and with the Eagles drafted in Jalen Hurts. And we'll get to that.
And the Vikings. They needed a wide receiver.
And then they passed that up.
They got one, but they passed up another one that they should have gotten.
Yeah, it was in Stephon Diggs, which I am rocking my Stephon Diggs jersey today. The man is going to be a beast. I saw his post. He's already hyped to be in Buffalo, so I'm excited. So let's get on to the draft now. We'll start here with the AFC East. And we'll start with the New England Patriots, who I personally thought that they'd get a quarterback eventually sometime in the draft, and never really.
I told you they weren't, but I wasn't fully right either. Mm-hmm. So one of the free, like the unsignings, signed with the Patriots.
Yeah. And then also the fact that obviously they didn't get a pick in the first round, but going to the second round, picking up Duggar. Kyle Duggar coming at the safety out of Lenoir Ryan. And I know you like that pick because
Lenoir Ryan, Division 2.
Yeah, what a wild pick. And, you know, that's such a Patriots move, in my opinion, just because picking up somebody that is kind of a no-name and being able to make something out of it, that is interesting.
For sure, you know, and I know Kyle Duggar because I went to Catawba. Catawba played Lenoir Ryan a plethora of times, and we won against them like 4. And I got the pleasure of interviewing Duggar last year.
Yep.
And I asked him if he wanted to, like, I knew he wanted to play in the NFL, but I wondered if he thought he could make it.
Right, yeah.
And he gave me the cliche answer, you know, I think I can, I want to, but I'm hoping I'm the all-star of this team.
Yeah, well, he obviously proved to be because of that. But then they also got Josh Uche out of Michigan, the offensive, outside linebacker. So, like, the thing about Uche with being able to get that trade with the Ravens was really big because I already felt like the Ravens have such a strong offense, so he would have been somebody for them to get
to
good.
Help the defense.
But, you know, I mean, I think the Patriots are trying to build that defense because they did, I mean, for a long time last season, they had the best defense in the league. So,
for sure.
Really being able to do that now, they're just boosting that up. So, what do you think about their round 3 picks?
I mean, on Fernie Jennings, the outside linebacker at Alabama, that's back-to-back outside linebackers.
Yeah.
You'll see that the Patriots do this. They drafted 2 outside linebackers in a row, and then they drafted 2 tight ends in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Devin Asiasi, the tight end out of UCLA with the trade with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went after Dalton Keene, the tight end out of Virginia Tech with the trade with the Jets.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very interesting because I think that Dalton Keene was one of those that they're just kind of trying to, you know, fill that gap that they had losing Gronkowski and stuff like that. But having Devin come in, I mean, just it's kind of weird having somebody. Maybe they just felt like those guys would. It'd be good to see them kind of battle out for that position.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the Patriots are known for playing a 2 tight end formation.
Yeah,
so they could put them both and
just
see which
kind
one's
switch
better.
Them out a lot.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, the Bills do that with Croft and Knox now.
And
so, I mean,
maybe one will be more of a pass blocker while the other one's the receiver.
Yep.
And then they didn't have a 4th round pick. And then I'll tell you what I like about this 5th round pick. It's such a Patriots thing. They pick up Justin Rowasser, the kicker from Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
There was no film on this guy. There weren't any highlights to show. And that's such a Patriots
thing. I wonder where they got the film, Bill. You got somebody just on the inside, like some Astros thing just going around with
It's such a Patriots thing. But at the same time, there were some things going on with this kicker, Justin, right? Mm-hmm. He has a tattoo that is kind of like a white supremacy thing, but he didn't know what it was.
So he was going to try to get it removed.
Yeah, it's like the 3%ers or something.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
And I think he was covering it up. I think he does come from a military family.
Yeah, I know that, but I also think he doesn't. He knows.
So if he removes it, it shows, so it's fine. Or if he just covers it up, you just have to remove it, turn it into something, like a dolphin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know about that now. But let's go on now to the Buffalo Bills, my team. We didn't have a first-round pick, and to be honest, I was quite okay with that.
We kind of did.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs, I guess, is our first-round pick, which I'll take. So adding on to the Bills, we got A.J. Epinesa out of Iowa. A.J. Epinesa, just the way he can pass rush and the pressure he brings and his size, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have him. I think he's a beast. And I think he's going to apply a lot of pressure to the quarterbacks, getting to people like Tua, to Darnold, and whoever the heck the Patriots put at quarterback. But him...
Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah. So then we went on to get Zach Moss. And Zach Moss just was an absolute freight train. He's only 5'10", but the fact that he did so well at Utah and really was somebody that broke records there and decided to stay another season, he was great, and I think he's going to be a nice little 1-2 punch with Devin Singletary out there.
Absolutely. So that's what you have a solid backfield.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, because like I felt as though we were going to – because we passed on getting Dobbins when we got A.J. Epinesa, but A.J. Epinesa was kind of a steal, really.
Right, you know? Epinesa going in the first round.
Yeah, so A.J. Epinesa really probably should have gone first round, and the fact that I think it was just at the point where people didn't need defensive ends there. So with the departure of Shaq Lawson, I felt as though he's going to be a great fill-in and somebody that can really come off the block fast. Having him out there with like Ed Oliver, that's going to be insane. So in addition to that, we went on and got Gabriel Davis out of UCF, the wide receiver. And Gabriel Davis, not only does he show intensity and passion, the guy is like, I mean, he's a menace down there, because I see him. I've seen so many highlights of him like pushing off of people and just getting like ferocious at the end. Yeah. Yeah. And he did great for them. I mean, he was unbelievable. And I love Gabriel Davis's attitude and his offseason workouts. But here was my it was a weird pick, I thought, for the Bills, because we have a franchise quarterback with Josh Allen. But I even listened to a lot of the podcasts and listened to a lot of the interviews. What they said was they didn't really plan on getting a quarterback, but the fact that Jake Fromm was still available, it was hard to pass him up. And him competing with Matt Barkley now, that for that, you know, that second that backup position. Yeah, exactly. And really, Jake Fromm's going to add a lot of, you know, just good presence in the locker room, and he's a really good leader, and I felt like he did good at Georgia.
See, when his name was called out. Mm-hmm. I was like, for one, the Bills didn't need a quarterback.
Right.
And two, I didn't have him getting drafted. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was close, you know, round 5.
Yeah.
And, you know, should I have expected him to get drafted? Absolutely. He's a great football player. Mm-hmm. I just don't see him fitting in with the quarterback.
I was just going to say, it's more about, like, what's needed these days. Like, a lot of teams didn't need quarterbacks. I mean, we straight up said that we didn't need one. But the fact that he was available with his presence and being able to – what he's capable of down the road, it was just a nice addition. Sure. I love Jake.
See, what I thought whenever you guys picked up Jake Fromm, I thought you had him so that you could trade him later.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Patriots, if they need one. I know I've said it plenty of times. I am one to advocate never trading with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And
giving him good-looking quarterbacks. I don't like that either.
Well, Jake Fromm's got, you know, he's got the hair.
Exactly. I don't want to give him away.
But that could be a move. You could get some solid...
Right. I mean, maybe down the road, but right now, I'm glad to have Jake in Buffalo. I think we had a great draft. You know, we had some other great picks down the road, and I really thought we got that cornerback out of Pitt, and I just think that we're going to be good once again at the defensive end and offense now. We have a good juggernaut with the running game, and we just added on to another receiver to give Stephon Diggs a little bit of slight work there.
Absolutely. And then we go to the Jets. And I want to thank personally for the Jets not picking up a wide receiver in the first round. They picked up the offensive tackle, Mekhi Becton, from Louisville.
Right.
And did they need offensive line?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Absolutely. They need a wide receiver.
They did.
And there was Henry Ruggs, there was CeeDee Lamb, and there was Jerry Jeudy.
I was just as content as you were, because, I mean, obviously you were content for different reasons because it gave you a pick, but I was content because we don't have anybody to guard as much, and it doesn't have to be, they don't have to have another Robbie Anderson that we have to deal with. So I was pretty content with that pick, but their steal for me, and I'm obviously incredibly biased, but at the same time, I'm just because I went to Charlotte, getting Cameron Clark, the outside linebacker out of Charlotte, offensive tackle out of Charlotte, Cameron Clark is an absolute menace, and I was really hoping after we got to see Alex Highsmith go, I kind of knew that Cameron Clark would be the next guy to go just because we had him and Benny LeMay, and LeMay's size, but he ended up getting picked up by the Browns, but Cameron Clark is unbelievable, and I'm really excited. I hate that we have to play against him, but I love Cameron Clark, and I really hope he does well at the Jets and just in his NFL career. So I thought that was a good steal for them, getting him in the fourth round.
I think one of their earlier round picks was a good pick in Denzel Mims, the wide receiver from Baylor.
Absolutely.
Because they don't have Robbie Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have Demaryius Thomas.
Right.
So they kind of needed one in an early pick.
Yeah.
And did they miss the ball with picking up Jeudy, Lamb, or Ruggs? Yeah. But Denzel Mims, why did you have Baylor? It's not a bad pick.
No, it's not a bad pick. And he might be able to develop, but we'll see how their coaching does there. So do you want to move on now to the Dolphins?
Let's talk about the Dolphins. Fins up.
I feel as though the Tua pick was kind of what a lot of people expected. Going with him or Herbert. So picking up Tua, I felt that wasn't a bad pickup, and I think that he's a great player. However, he's very injury-prone, so I've told somebody recently this week about how I think that he'll get injured, and once again, they'll be out of a quarterback, or that they'll have to
have a quarterback.
They will.
Ryan Fitzmagic. Beat the Patriots. Took the Patriots to the wild card.
Well, so here's my thing, though. I want to see somebody like that. I want to see them compete.
That's a straight compete.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know how good. They did try to get him some protection, though.
They did.
So getting Austin Jackson out of USC, and then getting Noah out of Auburn. So really, they're trying to kind of build that platform and try to eliminate those injuries. So
absolutely. I personally wish they had gone with Justin Herbert, but we'll get into that when we get to the AFC West.
Right, absolutely. So I think that's our wrapping up the AFC East. Let's talk about the AFC South now.
There were only two teams that had first-round picks.
We're
going to start with the teams that didn't have first-round picks because they were the dominant two teams.
Absolutely.
But
dominant is a funny word.
Well, out of the AFC South,
they were
the top two teams.
You meant dominant as in the last season. I meant dominant as in coming up.
No. The dominant team coming up are the Tennessee Titans, and they are not one of the top two.
Right. So with the Texans drafting Ross Blacklock out of TCU, I really felt as though that was good for them because I feel as though their defense kind of always needed a little bit of work just because they were so much of an offensive juggernaut last season, which we won't see this year. But.
And they were, their defense, they're injury prone.
This
is the Texans team that lost to the Broncos with Drew Lock at quarterback. Loved it. But they it was a high-scoring game. It was like 34-20 or something.
That's what a lot of their games are, I feel like, or were. But at the same time, they didn't really do what they needed to do in the draft. I mean, I mean, they got protection for Watson, but I still feel as though they just didn't meet what they needed. For somebody that lost, I did think that their steal in the draft, I thought, was getting John Reed out of Penn State. That was huge for them, and having a great cornerback and somebody that played in the Big Ten, that's huge.
For sure.
So when it comes down to it, I thought they didn't get what they needed. They built up their defense a lot, and that's good for them. But at the same time, replacing somebody like Hopkins, that's just
What you're saying, one of their late picks, Nazea Coulter, the wide receiver out of Rhode Island, isn't like DeAndre Hopkins?
No. That's what I'm saying, yeah. It's just weird, man. I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know if they're okay with this being a rebuilding season, but...
It's Bill O'Brien, baby.
Maybe, I mean, I guess so, man, because we'll talk about the Colts now, though, who also didn't get a first-round pick. But I thought the Colts did a good job because up Jonathan Taylor out of Wisconsin was huge.
Their second round picks. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love their second round picks.
Oh, yeah. And Pittman. I mean, getting that guy out of USC and now giving either Brissett or Rivers a great target there. Michael Pittman is unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. Jonathan Taylor's
a monster,
though. He's nasty.
Yeah, that was a great pick. And I was surprised he fell to the second round because he could have gone first.
And the Chiefs, they picked up a running back.
It was the last pick
of the first round.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll get to Dobbins. I was surprised he didn't go earlier, but I still think that they had a great second round, and the Colts did a good job drafting this. I mean, this year really. I mean, Julian Blackman. I mean, that was a good pickup out of Utah, having that safety there. So they really built up the defense, but then they also gave. They gave Philip Rivers or Brissett. We're still wondering who's going to be a starter.
I think you're missing one quarterback.
Oh,
Jacob Eason.
Yeah,
the fourth round pick.
I don't know if he'll start.
I have a theory. Mm-hmm. You know, again, here's that hot take valve that we'll put one day. Brissett leaves to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Eason learns under Rivers and Rivers
for a year
starts.
Or so? Yeah, I could see that. I mean. They clearly drafted one for a reason. So Jacob Eason out of Washington, that's a great pickup anyway, and he had a phenomenal year.
He's an amazing quarterback, but he needs to work on like his motivation and his work ethic isn't great.
Absolutely.
So that's my reason why he went so late.
Well, it also I think it was kind of partially just not being in the Big Ten and really dealing with those teams. So I think that might have been part of it. But I mean. Being at Washington, you play some competitive schools, so it's not really...
It's some Pac-12. He had to go up against Oregon.
Yeah, I was going to say playing Oregon and stuff, so it is what it is. But with the team that we think will probably win the AFC South this season is the Tennessee Titans. And really, with the Titans, getting them protection now for Tannehill, getting Isaiah Wilson out of Georgia, that was a huge pickup.
Huge pickup.
I mean, he's a beast anyway. So he gave Jake Fromm forever.
Jake Fromm forever.
Yep.
And, you know, Jake Fromm doesn't have the stature to be a mobile quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this level. He's not Russell Wilson, right? So that just imagine what he's going to do for that Titans team.
Mm-hmm.
That they kind of have a speedy quarterback. He's not speedy.
Yeah.
But... He gets out of the pocket.
He can maneuver, yeah. I mean, more than a lot of quarterbacks in our day. So, also with them adding Christian Fulton at cornerback, I felt as though they were exploited a lot. I went to the Tennessee Titans game when they played the Bills, and their cornerbacks were just getting beat on every play, and that's something that they really needed to improve, so it's a good thing that they drafted that. So, the Titans also, that was a big, what a weird pick that was, kidding. Evans out of App State, running back. That's cool. I mean, the Mountaineers
roll near.
Oh man, so that's an interesting pick, but they might be able to develop him too. So I thought the Titans did good. They didn't really need too much, but they kind of filled the gaps that they needed.
Right, you know that was their last pick until the seventh round.
Right,
so that,
exactly.
They must have seen that as a necessity. Mm-hmm.
And we'll go on now to the Jaguars. What did you think about their picks?
I mean, I like Kalavon Chaisson, the linebacker at LSU. I like him.
Yeah.
But the Jaguars need so much.
That's not really we expected him to go pretty high, and he did. But
he did.
But at the same time,
the Jaguars,
that's not what they needed particularly.
Right. They got their linebacker. Then they got Laviska Shenault, the wide receiver out of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But these are two guys that... They're pawns in this chess game that the Jaguars are trying to fill. And they didn't have a lot of picks. Then had Davon Hamilton, the defensive tackle out Ohio
State. That was kind of a steal.
The Jaguars,
They prided themselves on defense for a little too long, and I think they're maybe trying to get back to that. We don't know. But let's go on to your division, the AFC West. And we'll first talk about the Chiefs. The Chiefs getting Edwards out of LSU. Edwards-Helaire out of LSU. That was a big pickup for them.
It's a big pickup, but that's where I go. Imagine. I'm glad they picked him up. I'm glad they didn't pick up Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
Because they have Williams at running back already, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire is kind of the same build, where Jonathan Taylor is going to be like a Derrick Henry. Yeah. He's just going to bulldoze through.
But also them getting Willie Gay, I thought was really good for them, because Willie Gay Jr. out of Mississippi State, because that's somebody else to be on that front, being able to get to the quarterback and stuff like that too, because you... When we think about the Chiefs, we really think about pretty much their offense. And that's kind of what... And I thought that them kind of needing defensive players, really.
They did. They weren't a defensive team. And I know I kept saying over and over again, defense wins Super Bowls. The Chiefs were the only team. They were the only exception there. When you put up 70 points a game.
Yeah. But they got good coverage there. They got Snead and out of Louisiana Tech. So they did okay. I mean, that's always the thing. When you're the Super Bowl winning team, you can't really mess up the draft too much.
They were a Super Bowl winning team that didn't lose much.
Yeah, exactly. So they should be fine. But talk to us a little bit now about your Broncos.
Oh my goodness! I know I was hoping for Henry Ruggs, and then the Raiders broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the Jets gave me hope.
And then
the 49ers gave me even more hope. And when we were on the
Jets gave me hope too.
right. And then when we're on the clock and CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy are available, I was by my TV saying CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy. I want Jerry Jeudy, but I'm okay with CeeDee Lamb. And then Jerry Judy's name came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was the happiest person because, in my opinion, he's the best wide receiver in the draft.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get a lot earlier.
Right, I had him going to the Jets.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't say he's the best wide receiver in the draft because we drafted him.
Yeah.
I personally think he was the best. I thought Henry Ruggs was the player that was going to be left out of those three.
You thought he'd go after T. Higgins, though, or not? Just out of those three?
Out of Lamb, Ruggs, and Jeudy.
Yeah.
And I guess you put Jefferson in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Jefferson's a beast.
And then we got KJ Hamler.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, our speed is there. Because I don't know if you know this. We also drafted the big O Albert, mm-hmm. who's a tight end.
Yep.
Who was partners, you know, teammates with Drew Lock in Missouri.
Yeah.
And now we have the two fastest tight ends in the league, according to the combine.
Mm-hmm.
We are a speedy team. If you want to see college football, as in the Big 12, watch the AFC West this season.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, these games.
I thought y'all had solid picks because, I mean, y'all really just gave Drew Lock weapons, so that's really what y'all needed. And so it'll be interesting to see if he can exploit that in this. Because, I mean, now when it comes down to it, if these guys stay healthy, they're going to look at Lock if things don't go well and be like, dude, we gave you what you needed.
I'm telling you, I will not blame Drew Lock. As long as he throws under two interceptions a game,
mm-hmm.
it's not his fault.
Well, you also know, I mean, if we're being honest, that's why I like Josh Allen. I always prefer a quarterback that's going to overthrow the receivers rather than underthrow them.
Exactly.
So, I mean, just got to always think about that.
Exactly. And I'm going to blame Garrett Bowles. Yeah, he will not be on the team.
You'll do that whatever.
he will not be on the team next year.
I think a lot of Bronco fans would agree with you on that. But moving on to the Chargers, I thought that was great. Getting Justin Herbert for them is great. Because
it's a great
he
pick.
Fits in there with them, too, I think.
He has the stature of Phillip Rivers.
Yep, exactly. Like, and his IQ, too, of the game.
Unbiasedly, great pick for the Chargers.
Yep.
Do I wish the Dolphins had taken him so that they would have had Tua?
No.
Absolutely.
That's what you and I kind of disagree with.
Absolutely, because that just shows how good Justin Herbert really is.
Yeah.
And that's no disrespect to Tua. Tua played in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard conference.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin Herbert in the Pac-12, you know, they're usually known as the fifth team in the Power 5.
Right. But I also feel as though people just kind of writ him off because of Tua being in the draft.
Absolutely.
So.
And then they picked up Kenneth Murray.
Yep. And I don't know how I felt about that because that was something that I was cool with it because you would probably have gone to supposed to go to the Patriots.
This upset me because the Patriots traded this pick to the Chargers and I knew who they were going to pick up.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want it to happen.
Oh, he's a
great,
monster.
Great pick for the Chargers.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Chargers really were able to, I mean, we saw them go without a pick for so long until it came down to, I mean, what?
The fourth round.
Fourth round, yeah. So, when they went back and got Kelly out of UCLA, I thought that was an interesting pick because now they're giving somebody that Kelly is somebody that you can really pitch the ball to and stuff and being able to
he replaces new, Melvin.
And he's new now with Herbert, so they're able to learn together. So.
Exactly. You have Herbert and Eckler and now Kelly.
Yeah, and you can
and
fall under
Kelly, Kelly replaces Melvin Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
So another solid pick for the Chargers.
Which y'all will be giving him the business with that. So that's going to be
I can't wait for football season in 2021.
I know, me too. Don't say that. Don't speak it into existence. Okay, now we went to the Raiders, though. So with the picking up Ruggs, what we were just talking about, I think that was a great pickup for them.
It was a great pickup.
I mean, should they have gotten Judy? Maybe. Well, only time will tell, though.
Hey, I personally, when I first saw Henry Ruggs' name come up and Roger Goodell said his name and he went to the Raiders, I looked at the TV and I said, come on, man, that's my guy, and now he's my rival.
Yeah, well, here's my thing, too. Now, I thought it was very interesting they got a wide receiver and a corner getting Arnett out of Ohio State. Because the cool thing about that is these guys are going to really get to the NFL together and go against each other and practice against each other. So that's really good that both their skill sets, somebody out of Alabama, somebody out of Ohio State, practicing against each other. I mean, what better competition for you training you for the, you know.
You can't do better.
I mean, that's a good way to look at it because, I mean, really, that's eventually just going to lead down the road. They're going to be going against pretty fierce competition. At least they've been practicing against each other. But then they went and got Lynn Bowden out of Kentucky. I saw Lynn Bowden play a lot, and it wasn't anything crazy for me, but he was still a third-round pick, so, you know.
I was confused.
Yeah,
I they picked know. Up Lynn Bowden, then they picked up Brian Edwards, the wide receiver out of South Carolina, and I was like, guys, I understand the Broncos drafted some wide receivers, and I get the Chiefs are wide receiver
threat.
The receiver
pickups were a little different.
They were. And this, what are they doing?
Well, they didn't have two or three rounds, or rounds two or three,
they
so
didn't.
That's probably
they
why.
They didn't, but they could have traded for them.
Well, let's move on now to the AFC North as we get down here, and we'll talk first about the Ravens, who we didn't think needed a lot, but somebody that I kind of almost thought that they were the team that pretty much just like, we're going to take J.K. Dobbins just so other people can't have him.
Oh, for sure. For
so,
sure.
I mean, because they didn't, they had a great running back. They had a quarterback that's a running back, so just getting J.K.
Dobbins.
They have
a running back that's a quarterback.
Yeah, running back that's a quarterback. But I really thought that, you know, they added depth to the defensive. Yeah, I mean, to the defense. And then also adding the wide receiver out of Texas, Devin, he was an absolute beast. So they really didn't need, like we said, didn't need much. But then I thought their steal was getting Malik Harrison out of Ohio State.
That's a really good steal. And I really, really, really love Patrick Queen, the linebacker at LSU. Because I was talking with a Ravens fan as the draft was going. He said, who are we going to get?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Jordan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, by God, the Packers trade up.
Yeah.
And then the Seahawks get in front. And then Jordan Brooks is gone. He goes, I told you getting Patrick Queen. I said, no, you wanted Kenneth Murray. And he goes, well, so I know Ravens fans are happy with their first-round pick, as they should be.
Yeah.
They need it. He replaces C.J. Mosley, finally.
Yeah, and I don't think that really the Ravens did anything wrong. So
they didn't. They knew what they needed, which wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
So they didn't bother moving up in the draft.
Right. So let's go on now to the Steelers, who I love their picks, obviously.
I love their first-round picks.
they didn't have one. But Chase Claypool was a great one for them to get the second round. A wide receiver out of Notre Dame. The guy is a monster. And I know that I was talking to a couple of Steelers fans that weren't cool with the pick.
I don't think they understand.
Maybe they don't understand it. Or, like, they kind of just thought their wide receivers are fine. But,
right.
Like, a lot of them wanted more on the defensive end, which I understand
that's
that.
That's fair.
But now they get somebody at the defensive end, and that is my boy Alex Highsmith. And Alex Highsmith is my favorite person in the draft because of Charlotte, but the guy is a freight train, and I don't think Steeler Nation understands what this guy. Here's something they didn't mention in the draft: the guy was second in college football in sacks, only behind Chase Young.
Who's that?
So, Chase Young being the only... He's only behind Chase Young. So, I know we're playing, obviously, a way easier conference than Ohio State, but that guy is getting to the quarterback that much.
He's still block shedding. He's
a monster, man. And we love Alex Highsmith. I think that Alex is going to be an absolute beast at the next level. I think your Steelers fans are going to be very impressed. I think that him working alongside with TJ Watt is going to be incredible. And Alex Highsmith was a steal there in the third round. So
I have Antoine Brooks Jr., the safety out of Maryland. Mm-hmm. He was drafted in round six. And I think that's another one of their steals.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy, he ball hawks way more than you think.
Yeah.
You know, he played at Maryland. You know, they're in a legitimate conference.
Yeah, they play against some good competition. Right,
they do, but he wasn't the playmaker. I don't think people realize, you know, if he was the playmaker for Maryland, he would have gone way earlier. But given the fact he was always the backup plan.
Right.
You know, if someone got beat, that's who he would cover.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what the Steelers need.
Right, I think so too. And I think that really, I thought the Steelers did a good draft. I did. I kind of do this with a lot of the teams that don't have first round picks. I'm a little more lenient with it they have the time to think about it, and also they can make some moves. So I thought the Steelers had a good draft. But let's move on to the Browns. And side note, the Browns didn't pick him up in the draft, but they got my boy Benny LeMay, was the last pick that we had out of Charlotte. And he is a freight train for his size, another 5'9 guy, small guy, but he is quick. 5'9's
not small.
I know, for him. We like to think not, but I will say, though, that Benny LeMay is going to bring some firepower between him and having Chubb there. Those two together is going to be great, and Kareem Hunt. So I think that they got a good pick up there for somebody that didn't go drafted. But talk to me about what do you think of the other Browns picks. I mean, going with Wills out of Alabama, that was a good pick.
It was good for protection.
For big.
I liked their first-round pick. I think they knew what they needed. Until the fourth round, mm-hmm. You know, they go off and they pick up Harrison Bryant, the tight end out of Florida Atlantic. They just signed Austin Hooper and made Austin Hooper the most expensive tight end in the mm-hmm. National Football League. Is this like their backup plan? They also have David Njoku.
I also kind of think it was, you know, maybe. Do think that they should have gotten more because it's not like a team like the Ravens or somebody that didn't need a lot, and then they were doing the thing that we always talk about. They're like best available.
Exactly.
So they could have improved in other areas, but we'll see how it bodes well. I mean, they might do what the Patriots do and start doing a little give and take with the tight ends, but who knows? I don't know how I feel about the Browns picks, but I thought for a while in the second, third, they did okay. So.
I have the Browns as the losers of the AFC North of the draft. I'm not saying they're going to have a losing record, but draft-wise.
Well, here's who I think is a winner is the Cincinnati Bengals because they didn't blow their pick. They didn't blow my pick. They picked up Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow is a unbelievable talent, as we all know. But Joe Burrow goes on and now, and in addition to that, they added Higgins. And Higgins is an absolute beast. Those two guys, people that played against each other in the national championship, are on the same team now.
Right? And they're going
to be unreal. I'm so excited to watch them. I've never been so excited to watch a Bengals team in my life.
Also, T. Higgins lined up beside A.J. Green.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. And those two are going to be crazy targets. I just love to see what Burrow does there.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what I liked about Burrow is he didn't pull an Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, I will play for Cincinnati. And he wore the 704 shirt.
Yeah,
He knew he was getting – just imagine, right? Let's say my prediction happened and the Dolphins traded for him and he's wearing the 704 shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought for, you know, from a kid that really came out from not having a lot and he was a backup at Ohio State and then he ended up transferring, he's been through it all, man. And I think that he's going to do great in Cincinnati. I think that having, you know, he remains a Tiger. How about that? That's the crazy part.
Hey,
the Bengals won, though. I thought they had a great
winning. They had a great draft.
Great draft. So now we're on to the NFC, And we'll talk about the NFC East, who we can never find a winner for because they always seem to... Nobody wants to win there.
I don't know. Yeah, but in terms of the draft...
I think
the Cowboys were the winners of this draft.
Getting CeeDee Lamb was huge.
No one expect. Of course, the Cowboys end up with an all-star that...
That they make number 88.
Right.
The new 88, CeeDee Lamb. I thought that was a great pickup.
Why, speaking of great wide receivers, why did the Eagles draft Jalen Reagor, the wide receiver out of TCU?
Especially with all the available ones. Why did they pick up Jalen? That one really caught me off guard, and I think I texted you as soon as that happened, and I was like, what a weird pick that was.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, I don't know, because I was a little shocked by that as well, but I do think it was very interesting with them getting Hurts.
Yeah, because I think they did that just because they wanted back-to-back Jalen Shockers.
Maybe, but I also think that they did it because that just shows that they don't have as much faith in either. Not that they don't have as much faith in Wentz, but I think it's because
they have a viable.
They know that he's injury prone and they need somebody, a good backup, to be able to come in.
And hey,
somebody like Hurts that did the exact opposite, where he had to transition out of the starting position and give it to Tua. So that's something that would be
great. And Hurts is a Carson Wentz 2.0.
Yeah.
And I understand that Nick Foles was the Super Bowl MVP when the Eagles beat the Patriots. Fly, Eagles, fly. Right. There were a lot of Eagles fans that day. But having Hurts, that speed is the same. While Nick Foles, you know, he waddles out the pocket.
Yeah. So I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, and it's now interesting that Foles is on the Bears, so that'll be weird. I mean, but we'll talk about that a little later. But I think that were interesting picks. I think getting Davion Taylor out of Colorado though was actually a pretty good pick because they're adding depth to the defensive side of the ball. So I didn't think they had a horrible – it was just a weird – and I know that Eagles fans are a little confused, but I don't think it was a bad draft for them.
It wasn't bad.
I mean, I do think they should have gone with a different receiver, but we'll see how that goes.
Right.
So, now moving on to the Cowboys, who you're talking about, though, with CeeDee Lamb.
How about them Cowboys?
Hey, they got Trayvon Diggs, which I was hoping would go to the Bills, but
– Trayvon Diggs. They got CeeDee Lamb. And you're just sitting there like – how?
Yeah, I know.
Did Jerry Jones...
Kind of fell into place.
How did Jerry Jones have reception on his yacht?
I know. I don't know if he was on a yacht or a spaceship. I couldn't decide because it was like... But they got Gallimore out of Oklahoma. I thought the Cowboys did a great job in the draft.
They knew what they needed.
They did, absolutely. And you got a great target for Dak. I mean, you got company for the offense that'll do great. I mean, even Reggie Robinson, I thought, out of Tulsa was a good pickup. I mean, so they really were able to draft well, and they knew what they needed, and I was happy.
Yeah, their odd pick was Ben DiNucci, the quarterback out of James Madison.
That was weird.
They picked him up in the 7th round. I think it was just like, we're not going to trade this pick.
Yeah.
We're kind of set. Let's just pick him up so we have a quarterback just in case something happens to Dak.
In case he decides he doesn't want to play there.
Right. You don't know what happens.
Yeah. So let's move on now to the Giants, who needed a lot, but they got Daniel Jones some protection now. So with getting Andrew Thomas, that was a big pick.
It was a big pick. I don't like it. I think they should have gone with Isaiah Wilson.
I could see that too, yeah.
Or Simmons, rather. Sorry, Isaiah Simmons.
But they also got Xavier McKinney. That was a huge pickup. You and I were shocked by that. We were like, there goes Xavier McKinney. You're going to be a Giant.
I said Xavier McKinney was only going to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And no one else wants him. Yeah, and what I meant by that was in the first round.
Yeah. And he didn't go the first round, so it didn't matter.
But Andrew Thomas, going back to him, I said I didn't like him. He was, or is, the most ready offensive lineman to start in the NFL. So if that's what the Giants saw in him, I applaud it.
Right. I mean, we don't know what they're thinking, but I do think that they did okay. Because, I mean, they also got Pert out of UConn. So they're still trying to add that protection for Daniel Jones, and I think they're trying to build that lineup because they saw him get hit way too often. So it's fine with me. I think they did okay. I think that they could have used... The one thing I could think that they could have done was added more receivers and stuff, but that's just me, just because they need more targets for Jones.
Or a tight end.
I don't know. But then you got the Redskins now, who added Chase Young, which, if they didn't take Chase Young, we'd said it on our podcast, they were very stupid for that. So I'm glad they did. They got the man they wanted, the monster out of Ohio State.
For so, sure. And you know, Chase Young, you know what my steal is for them?
I'd love to know. Gibson?
Thaddeus Moss.
Oh, yeah.
After the draft was Moss over.
Out of LSU. Yeah, they were drafted. Yeah. That was crazy. I was surprised.
Well, Randy's kid.
I was kind of surprised by that, but at the same time, there was like a lot of speculation that he wasn't all in for it or something like that.
But look at that LSU squad.
Mm-hmm. I know. You can't. He had a phenomenal year.
He did. I understand why he went under the radar in a way. You know, not having.
He wasn't like a Jefferson and stuff that stood out and, you know, was the big name. But he did a great job, and I think that he's going to be a good addition to their team. We'll see how they finish, though, but I still think that getting Chase Young, getting some insane pressure on the quarterback.
If they can replace Jordan Reed, they have a chance.
I know, yeah, exactly. So let's go to the NFC South, where we saw your boy get drafted for the Saints. The guy Ruiz. I mean,
Cesar Ruiz.
Yeah,
I'm a big Michigan guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they have good, you know, they have great talent.
About him, yeah.
And him being a great center. The Saints, you know, they didn't need a lot. I said they didn't need a lot.
Well, and they got Samuel, too, already.
They did, yeah. So, Cesar Ruiz, he can give some protection for Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm,
and,
exactly.
You know,
I think that's good. I mean, they really didn't need a lot, like you said. But I still think them adding that tight end, I mean, having a tight end out Dayton was an interesting pick.
Adam Troutman.
Yeah.
He was traded with the Vikings. That was the Vikings pick.
Right.
And then the Saints just, they knew what they needed.
Well, I mean, they already had, like, Kyle Rudolph and stuff. But Kyle Rudolph's getting a little older, so, I mean.
Rudolph plays for the Vikings, my guy.
I know, that's what I said. That's why I gave him away.
Yeah, but,
you know. Yeah, you thought I was stupid.
the Vikings probably weren't going to draft him.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that was kind of where he fell, and that's where he would have been.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, but like you said, they didn't need much. So it was kind of a, with their picks, it was like nobody really fault.
Right.
I'm sure the Saints fans are just as content with their picks. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, for sure.
But what do you think of the Falcons and the team that, you know.
AJ Terrell, good pick.
I thought that was a great pick.
Cornerback out of Clemson. He has.
Somebody that faces incredible talent in the playoffs and stuff.
He has to go up against the quarterback. You know, he has to try to fool and bait quarterbacks such as Drew Brees and Tom Brady twice a year.
Matt Ryan. I'm just kidding. He is.
Yeah, okay.
In practice. But now, hey, Teddy Bridgewater, he'll have to try to get by. So.
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, good luck fooling him. But I think.
Thank God Jameis Winston. Oh, he's a Saint.
Oh, that's so weird to me.
Jameis Winston, he can fool Jameis Winston. Put on the wrong jersey.
But getting Marlon Davidson was probably one of my. I didn't think he would fall that bad or fall that far down. But and then getting the man Hennessy out of Temple, I think that Matt Hennessy is going to be a great center to add to their lineup. But really, if you think about it, the Falcons just kind of did what the Cowboys did and got what they needed. Because, I mean, you still got Julio Jones. You still got the big names there.
Right. And then they got Trevante Heights, the wide receiver at TCU. He was another undrafted signing.
Yep.
And, you know, that might be one of those undrafted that shocks the world. Yeah. Like Phillip Lindsay.
They might shine, yeah. So, moving on now to the only team that picked only defensive players, the Carolina Panthers.
Keep pounding.
Oh, my word.
Hey, maybe it's because we live in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And they're listening to my podcast, and I said defense.
That's true. That might be why.
Let's test this theory.
I heard Matt Rule tunes in on the regular.
And then they picked up Derek Brown.
That was a big pick.
It was, but Isaiah Simmons was available.
They should have picked Isaiah Simmons, and he wouldn't have had to go far. But I did think that it was the guy still getting Gross Mottos in the second round. We talked about him a lot on our podcast and how he's an animal. That is a great addition to their team. But what do you think about them adding Jeremy Chinn? I mean, out of Southern Illinois, that was...
I mean, it's a good pick. You know, the big safety.
They did need safety.
They needed a safety, and they got this
Trey
pick with the Seahawks.
I think he's going to learn under Trey Boston.
He's going to learn, and he's going to develop. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to play much this year.
I mean, yeah, I don't think so either, but...
But he's
they're really trying to build that line, though, on defense. So
I think Troy Pride Jr., the cornerback at Notre Dame. That's a
bigger
pickup.
I think he'll move in. They're going to kind of fight for some spot. He's going to fight with some corners for that spot. And he's such a, you know, a absolute beast and somebody that's really big competitor. And I think he'll be able to exploit and move into the position.
The only downside with that, right, is that there's also Kenny Robinson, the safety out of West Virginia. I think there's going to be a battle between... You know, the safety position.
I think you're right.
While the cornerback.
Yeah.
It's kind of, when you think safety, you think free safety, strong safety. Mm-hmm. Cornerbacks, there's those three major spots.
Yeah.
You guard your best player. Mm-hmm. You guard your fastest player.
Yeah.
And then you guard the underneath.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we'll see how they can do. Because, I mean, somebody that drafted all defense, people better be putting up like 6 points on them in the game.
Hey, at least they got some offense. On the undrafted signings. You know, they picked up Cam Sutton. Cam's back.
Yeah.
Cam Sutton.
Yeah.
It's like Cortland Sutton and Cam together. Yeah. Cam Sutton, tight end out of Fresno State. And then Brandon Bowen, the offensive lineman at Ohio State.
Yeah.
But
I still think that they must have just been listening, man. Defense on champion.
I hope so.
So I did think the Bucks had a great first round pick with Tristan Wirfs because. Adding him to protect Tom Brady is huge, but what did you think of their, getting Winfield out of Minnesota, did you think that was a good pick?
I didn't think it was going to happen.
No, I didn't either.
He was a shocker.
Yeah.
I like it. I think the Bucs knew they need to work on some defense.
Yeah, but then they also got Vaughn out of Vanderbilt, the running back, so I didn't know how I felt about that pick. Keyshawn Vaughn, he was really big...
He's a big name, but I don't understand what the Bucks are going for. I think the Bucks were already set.
Yeah.
We have Tom Brady. We have Rob Gronkowski.
I know. That's kind of what they're looking at now. So they didn't really have to do much either.
And then Mike Evans and Godwin. I don't think they were in a position where they needed to really build a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's go to the NFC West now, and we'll start out here with the Seahawks. How did you think the Seahawks did on their draft?
I brought up Jordan Brooks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he would go to the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
That was a great
pick. It was a great pick, but...
I mean...
But
at the same time, I felt as though you're also dealing with they might be losing Clowney. So you got to kind of build up that defense and somebody that's going to be making a lot of tackles.
The thing is with Jadeveon Clowney is he's still in free agency. We'll get to that later. I think Jadeveon Clowney is only a free agent still because he's asking too much.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at his production in sacks, he's not worth that $15 to $20 million.
I think so too. But he might come down from that. So we'll figure that out. We'll see. But the Seahawks all together getting Darrell Taylor. Darrell Taylor, not a bad pickup. They didn't really need that much.
Mm-hmm.
But getting Damian Lewis, I thought it was their
steal. I like Damian Lewis.
Big steal.
Like, I feel bad for the Panthers.
They trade with the Panthers.
There's that offense.
But he is an animal, so that is a great pickup for them. I think the Seahawks are going to be doing good. I mean, they'll be doing their thing out there, so... Let's move on now to the Rams, and obviously they didn't have a first-round pick, but getting Cam Akers out of Florida State, I thought that was very interesting, because you had J.K. Dobbins still on the board. I thought that was very weird that they went with Akers.
We knew the Rams needed a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think Cam Akers, the running back out of Florida State, was the answer?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't
know. No.
But
that's fine. They also got Van Jefferson.
Van Jefferson out of Florida was an insane pick.
I thought
that was huge for them.
That replaces Brandon Cooks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm not upset.
But then Akers doesn't replace Gurley, so you got to kind of wait it out. So it's going to be one of those things that they're going to have to kind of experiment with, and if it doesn't work, kind of they're going to have to just go from there this season. I think they were kind of testing it out. I'm kind of surprised they didn't get Dobbins because I think he could have potentially been somebody
for
to replace Gurley.
And I'll tell you what confuses me. So when you go back to the undrafted free agents that were signed, Bryce Perkins,
mm-hmm.
quarterback out of Virginia, and Josh Love,
mm-hmm.
or quarterback out of San Jose State.
Right.
That were two of their three free agent signings.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted two quarterbacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't understand why they did that. And then they drafted a safety out of BYU, but still.
I mean, I don't really know what they were going for, but at the same time,
did they not trust Goff?
No, I mean, you know, well, that's probably it. I don't know. I'm not really sure, but the Cardinals were a team that were already pretty set up. They had the one of the best off seasons I've seen in a long time. So the fact that they got Isaiah
and then Isaiah Simmons handed on a platter.
Oh my gosh! Like they've had that this whole year. Like, you know what? I think they're the conspiracy behind. Keep this in mind. They're behind 2020 because things are just everybody's getting things taken away. They're getting things handed to them, and we're all like, what is happening with the Cardinals that they're getting all these? It's just like, and, I don't know.
And then they really got sure. And then they got Josh Jones, another freak of an athlete absolutely. On the offensive line out of Houston.
I mean, they really just got everything handed to them. Things are just falling into place for the Cardinals. They're at the point now where I'm going to be very shocked to see. Well, you still have the Seahawks, but I would be surprised, and the 49ers, but I'd be more surprised.
And the Rams.
I'd be more surprised to see that they're not up there as, like, one of the top two.
You know, the problem, I have them going up. I'm pretty sure I've said to you that I had the Cardinals sweeping the Rams this year. Mm-hmm. And then I jokingly said the Seahawks and the 49ers, too.
We'll see how jokingly that is.
But the Cardinals are a team that could go 10-6, 11-5, or they could go 7-9. You know, just because
like a Brown season or something like that. Yeah. Absolutely. I could see that too, but another team that didn't need a lot that really did, I thought, a fine draft was the San Francisco 49ers.
What I respect about one 49ers player is Joe Staley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in the NFL for 14 years, out of Central Michigan, fire up the chips. But he informed the 49ers before the draft that he was retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave 49ers a chance to decide if they were going to pick up a replacement or not. And they obviously didn't go with that in the first round. They got Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, South Carolina, and Brandon Ayuk.
But we knew Ayuk was a steal right there, though.
Ayuk was a steal.
That was a great pickup.
Vikings.
But the Vikings,
you need a wide receiver.
Don't give them away. I thought that the 49ers did great. A team that already reached the Super Bowl. A team that is a solid defensive team already. They didn't really need too much. So they picked up, I mean, you know.
And they didn't have a lot of picks.
Exactly. They didn't at all. So the 49ers did fine. I think they'll be battling for that top spot once again this year. They didn't lose a lot. That was the big thing, too. So they might win next year with the Boses and stuff.
I mean, the only thing the 49ers really lost was Joe Staley and Emmanuel Sanders.
Right, exactly. And Emmanuel.
But hey, Brendan,
but here you go.
Hey, Vikings fans. That's your supposed new give up.
It's just like a little replacement. So going on to our last division, the NFC North, I noticed that I saw this tweet the other day that cracked me up. It said, their first pick they get Jordan Love, so they were like, oh, now we got A-Rod and J-Lo all together again.
But that is
just punny.
What's great is I saw another one where you know how Aaron Rodgers was drafted? And he backed up Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And Brett Favre wanted nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
15 years later, Jordan Love gets drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love said he talked to Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron said, like, hey, congratulations getting drafted. Yeah. That's like all he said.
Whoa.
And it's like 15 years later, Aaron's like, now's my time.
Well,
this is
how
I felt.
If you know anything about The Bachelor, Aaron Rodgers doesn't talk to his family either, so he apparently isn't very communicative.
Do I keep up with The Bachelor? Absolutely.
Absolutely. I was like, don't embarrass me on TV. But then they got A.J. Dillon, which I thought was huge out of Boston College. That guy is an animal, and I think he's going to add a lot of presence out there.
I like about A.J. Dillon, right? Another ACC running back.
Mm-hmm.
I have him. I think he's better than Cam Akers.
Yeah, I think so. That was a shocking. I don't know. That was a very shocking pick, and I think a lot of people were shocked. But the Packers added what they needed to on offense, especially.
The wide receiver position.
Yeah, especially the wide receiver position. But they did what they were supposed to do, and I mean, they got a good backup to learn under Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely, and that's what I was going to tell you. Was that I was going to ask you a question. So, the Packers need a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get one in this draft?
I mean, no. But I do think that as far as a team that really... Well, I guess you could... Are you talking about picking it up in free agency, though?
No, I'm like an undrafted free agent.
Okay, then no.
Or the draft.
Well, undrafted, they got Darryl Stewart out of Michigan State.
Right. He was an undrafted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was, so he was the only guy, and that was a loophole. People that watch the draft, they see the Packers didn't pick up anybody.
Right.
But then the undrafted guys, you have Darryl Stewart.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think the Go Pack Go fans understand that he is a great player.
And he also kind of was shocked that he didn't get drafted, too.
Yeah, he was one of those guys. You know when within the seventh round there's only 10 picks left?
Yeah.
And then you're like, ooh, we don't need any of these.
Right,
and
exactly.
And then he's like, well, I'm not getting drafted.
He probably looked at the board and was like, oh, dang it. Well, now moving on now to the Vikings, who it was good that they got Justin Jackson out of LSU because they did need that receiver. I don't think he's a Jefferson or anything or a Jerry Jeudy, but he is a good presence to have, and I don't
if
think he's going to
take anything like another Justin Jackson, I know he's going to stand out.
Yeah, the Kings are really getting him rolling.
They are showing up, baby.
Now, this is what another instance that we talked about where he's going to learn very well, just as Jeff Gladney will, out of the cornerback out of TCU. Them practicing against each other, great competition, so that'll be something,
for sure.
good presence there. So the Vikings really were able to. I mean, I thought getting Cleveland out of
Ezra Cleveland was a steal
out of Boise State. So that is huge because they're going to give some protection now, and I really think that Cousins is going to end up loving that guy.
Oh,
so,
for sure. This is Cleveland could have gone the first round.
He could have, absolutely. So I think that was a steal. So let's go into the Bears now. So this is definitely a team they needed to give
help.
They need to give help, but they need to give, now that Nick Foles is there, they need to give Nick Foles some targets.
Or Mitchell Trubisky.
They're going to find it out. But
GDT Beth.
Getting Cole out of Notre Dame, the tight end position, was huge.
Cole Kmet is a great tight end, and the Bears should be happy they got him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a team that needed a lot and only had two picks in the top 160.
I know, yeah. And I would have used both of those on offense, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then they pick up Jalen Johnson, the cornerback out of Utah.
It's crazy, man. I don't know. We'll see what the Bears do. I mean, but our last team we're going to talk about here is the Detroit Lions. And I thought the Detroit Lions, like you said, had a great draft because Okuda out of Ohio State was a monster pickup. And he's a nasty player. So that is huge. But one steal they got was DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift is a monster. We saw him right in the backfield there with Jake Fromm, and he did an amazing job. I mean, I thought DeAndre Swift was one of the best backs to come into the
He's like a human joystick.
Yeah, he is, and he's a freak of nature.
I know Tariq Cohen has that nickname, the human joystick. DeAndre Swift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I thought Aquara out of Notre Dame was a huge pickup as a linebacker position, too. So getting him and then Jonah Jackson out of Ohio State, they had a great draft. And
Quintez Cephas,
mm-hmm.
underrated name,
yes.
wide receiver out of Wisconsin,
yep.
gets drafted in the fifth round. That's the steal for the Lions.
Yeah, and I think that they had a good draft. So with that being said, I mean, we're just going to see how this goes, and we'll try to figure out if there's any other moves there in the after all this stuff is said and done, and hopefully we'll get back to football in general. But thanks for checking in with us here on Mike's Divided. Everybody else have a great night, and we'll